just remind folks about our virtual participation process. Please be aware of background noise and how it amplifies. Please put yourself, your device on mute, but not those on phone. Do not put yourselves on hold. And please state your name each time you speak, and TAC members, when making and seconding motions, please state your name. There'll be opportunities for the public to speak. I'll explain the process when we get to it, so please just wait until invited. Everybody will have a chance who'd like to speak. Okay, let's determine that we have a quorum. And I, just so folks know, Commissioner Jones resigned from the commission due to work commitment, so we'll miss him, but he won't be here for this today. Commissioner Back? Jim, I think you might be muted. I see you that you're
I'm here, Jeff.
Great. Bob Boyer?
I'm here.
Hey, Bob. Gary Duran? Eduardo Gonzalez?
I'm here.
Very good. Isaac Kovner?
I'm here.
Gary Kozan?
Here.
Commissioner Langille? Brian?
I'm here.
Very good. Stephen Mayfield?
I'm here.
Jackson Stravick? All right. Brian Rickard?
I'm here.
Let me check one more time on those who are missing. Gary Duran and Nick Stravick.
No, I am here. I apologize.
Yeah, I see that. All right, so we have 8 of 9 present. Actually, we have 9 present. Sorry, 9 of 10. We have 10 members now. So, okay, then we have a quorum. So we're ready to proceed.
Gary Duran signing on.
Hi, Gary. Very good. So that's everybody. That's all. All 10 members who are currently on the TAC are present. So we have 10 members. We have another person who joined by phone. If you'd identify yourself, please. And folks, would you please mute yourselves? I see a number of lit up mics. Okay, 2 people joined by phone. Please identify yourself.
Hey, Jeff, it's me again. I lost my signal.
All right, so Jim is number 6. Yep. There's another person identified as caller 5. Could you identify yourself?
Gary Duran.
All right, Gary Duran is number 5.
Yes.
All right. Okay, then from DBPR, we have Mo Madani, we have Justin Vogel. I don't see Tom Campbell, but I presume that he'll be here. We have Marlita Peters. I don't know if Chip's on or not. And Jim Hammers. And Sabrina Evans, this should be present as well. Okay, then let's go ahead and start. Today's meeting is to approve the minutes from the June 20th meeting, and then to provide, to review the comments that were submitted on your recommendations related to the plumbing code, and then to determine whether you wish to change any of your recommendations to your final recommendations. There's only 3 on the chart for today. And then to take general public comment. Unless there's any questions or about the agenda, I'd ask for a motion to approve the agenda as it was posted by name.
All right,
Duran made the motion. Who made the second?
Stephen Mayfield.
Stephen Mayfield. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, next we have the June 20th, 2022 meeting minutes. Unless there's any revisions or corrections to that, is there a motion to accept the minutes as posted by name?
Motion to approve minutes, Boyer.
Okay.
Eduardo Gonzalez, second.
All right, Boyer and Gonzalez, respectively. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, well, let's jump right into the business at hand. I'll review the process. Mo will kind of give us a quick summary of the documentation, and then we'll start with our first amendment. So we're all familiar with the process for the most part. Public comments limited to 3 minutes. Proponents and opponents are wishing to provide comments who don't necessarily feel like they have to speak can certainly give a show of hands or in favor or in opposition without having to speak, but it's your choice. What I'll do, I'll introduce each of the three in turn. Following the tracking chart order, I'll ask the proponent to speak first. Anybody else who wishes to speak in favor will have their opportunity. Again, it's 3 minutes per person. I'll ask if there's anybody who wishes to speak in opposition to that. If there are pros and cons, we'll provide a single 2-minute counterpoint opportunity for the pro side and a single 2-minute counterpoint opportunity for the con side. Staff members are free to ask clarifying questions, but not discussion. If you want to ask the proponent and or stakeholders a question, feel free to do so. Just let me know and I will provide that opportunity. A proponent is free to withdraw their comment at any time, in which case that's the issue's taken off the table and the TAC will not be considering it, and that their original recommendation will stand. The TAC will take action on the comment by voting either to approve the comment and amend your previous recommendation, or to deny the comment and retain your previous recommendation. So if you want to amend what you previously did, the action that you made at the last meeting, then you would make a motion to approve the comment. If you wish to retain what you had and not approve it, you would make a motion to deny the comment, and then what would stand is your recommendation from the first go around. TACs should not revise or amend the comments in any way. You need to take them as they're drafted. So either you support it or you don't as drafted. If you don't support it as drafted, then you should vote against it, because we won't be making changes today. These recommendations will be provided to the commission on consent agendas that are recommended for approval, consent agendas recommended for denial, and then those amendments that are recommended for individual consideration, which the commission will take up individually by TAC in December. It's a two-thirds vote threshold for this part of it, for this phase, for TAC, for the code process. So with 10 members, a 7-3 would pass and a 6-4 would fail. So that's our threshold. 7-3, 6-4. Okay. As I described, the consent agendas, this is how they'll be organized, and that's how the commission will take them up in December. Just as an aside, stakeholders are free to request from the commission that an amendment be pulled off of a consent agenda for individual consideration. That must be submitted, in writing no later than November 22nd, 2022 to Mo. That way we can organize a December meeting and have that. It will be up to the commission, a commission member, to decide whether to pull it. Requesting an amendment to be pulled is not an automatic. Has to be any commissioner can pull any they wish, so it's up to a commissioner to decide, yeah, let's pull that or not. Okay, any questions on the process? Okay, then without further.
Yeah, hold on. Gary Tozen, I just have one question. You mentioned that the committee has no ability to offer any friendly modifications or language change to these proposals.
What you can do is you can offer that to the proponent, and they could ask the commission to make the change. But we're not making changes here, as we've not done it ever actually, in the TAC process. TAC is being asked to take it as it's drafted. If you have a comment to the proponent that said, "Hey, if you did this, I think it would work," then that proponent can certainly bring that to the commission for the commission meeting for their consideration. The commission can decide whether they want to entertain that, but the commission is free to do that, but not at the TAC level.
Got it. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay, Mo, if you want to go through the documents and then turn it to me, and we'll start her off.
Yes, good morning. This is Mo Magani. Jim, can you share the screen? Need to show something. All right. This is when you click on the item 4 on the agenda, you're going to get this chart. And the chart or the metrics mainly have the code changes that receive comments on the tax recommendation. Those code changes are mainly organized by tax, as you see here. So for the plumbing tax, you will see there is an agenda, there is a detail report, and the tracking chart. The detail report is what we're going to use at this meeting to review the the comments on the tax recommendation. The tracking chart is similar to what you have seen before, mainly it gives you the summary of the code change and, it gives you the summary of the code change and the history and all that. So if I click on the detail report, it's going to come up, and this is what you see here. The plumbing tag, as you see, they have three code changes that received comments, whether it's alternate language or general comments, and and the documents mainly give you several things. One, it gives you what was the tax action. In this case, these code changes, three of them were approved and submitted in June. And you see, it tells you what is the code actions that being considered to change to, and who submitted the code change, who submitted the comments, and whether they're alternate language or general comments. And as you scroll down, you're going to see we only concern about what's been submitted under the second comment period, which is the second 45-day comment period. Those are comments on the tax recommendation. So those are highlighted, as you see in the green. So in this case, you have the second comment, meaning that this comment submitted during the second 45-day comment period, and it's an A2, and the history or the comments first you will see, and then after that you will see if it's there, the general comment, you will see the G1. After that, you should be able to see the alternate language, whatever submitted, which is A2 in this case, that you're gonna review and decide whether you are going to stay with your original action or you wanted to change it based on the alternate language. And as we scroll down, you will see also the text of MOD, the language that you approved in June. And after that, you get to the second code change. So this is how the detail report is structured. And code changes, so it should be easy for you to scroll through it. Any question about the detail report? All right, if there is none, so that's what I have for you at this point. Thank you. So take it from here, Jeff.
Okay, thanks, Mo. All right, we're going to start off with 10323, comment A2 submitted by Michael Weinbaum. The TAC had approved this as submitted, so we'll start with Michael.
Hi, Michael Weinbaum, Martin Aquatic Design and Engineering, also Florida Pool and Spa Association. I believe this plumbing TAC is seeing 10323 for the first time. Previously, it only went to the swimming pool TAC, and you'll see the A2 modification has three kind of chunks to it, and the original language only had that final chunk. So what was going on at the swimming pool meetings is we're trying to respond as best we can to the Surfside disaster with the information that we have to prevent such things from happening again. There was another effort in those swimming pool meetings from PHTA Pool and Hot Tub Alliance, which I'm also a part of. They did PHTA 10, which has been published and was an effort to require specific types of waterproofing on above ground pools. The swimming pool TAC did not see fit to include PHTA 10 in the Florida Building Code going forward for a variety of reasons. So what I did was to go back to 10323 and add the basically the first paragraph there to it, which touches on the plumbing code. And this is really the core nugget of what PHTA 10 was trying to do. So the already approved language is talking about the pool itself, when it's concrete, will have waterproofing. But the PHTA 10 committee was anonymous that when you have an elevated pool, you also need a second layer of waterproofing. You need a belt and suspenders approach. In case the first layer fails, maybe the pool is going to start emptying out, but at least it does so in a controlled fashion. The PHTA 10 also, when it was discussing these kinds of things, applied them to other water-carrying features such as planters and fountains, so not just swimming pools, and that's another reason why we're bringing this to your attention and putting in the plumbing code.
All right, thank you, Michael. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in support of the comment?
Yes, Dallas Thiessen, Florida Swimming Pool Association, FSPA supports this A2 language.
All right, you might note that Dallas was the original proponent of this, so that's a good sign. All right,
Joe Belcher, FHBA in support, and I have a question. Are we talking about A2 only or original plus A2? I think it rewrites the whole thing, doesn't it?
I think so, but Michael, is it, A2 is a complete rewrite, a substitution, correct?
Let's, the bottom part, it's an addition, but let's treat it as a rewrite.
Okay. All right. Then, any additional public comment? Anybody in opposition? I hear none. I'm going to come to the TAC. So TAC members, if you support the comment, you would make a motion to approve the comment and amend your previous action. If you don't, then you would deny it and your previous action would stand. TAC members?
I have a comment.
Yeah, okay. Who has the comment?
Micah Kovler.
Did I hear somebody else? All right, go ahead, Isaac.
Reading the requirements, it talks about pools and planters. Is anything written about spas? Because spas are generally elevated, and jacuzzis are spas. Is there anything with relationship to spa and jacuzzi?
Is that a question that you want to ask the proponent?
Yes, or is this being addressed in the waterproofing? Because waterproofing addresses this pool and planters, but how does it address for spas and jacuzzis?
So pools are mentioned in two places in existing language without any change. So in 423.1 of the plumbing code, it says swimming pools and similar constructions. That's the current language. Similar constructions would obviously include spas, and I'm going to have a little more difficulties showing this, but if you read more of section 454, it's very specific that a spa is a type of swimming pool.
Okay.
Thank you for that clarification.
All right, TAC members, any other questions, or is there a motion?
Jack, I'm there.
Cozen, I have a question before the motion, if we could. You know, as you mentioned, there's three chunks to this, and I'm in agreement with the second and third chunk, which deal with the definition and the additional language in the building code. Where I'm having difficulty is introducing this topic into the drainage code. I'm sorry, into the plumbing code, because I'm not really sure it belongs, and it certainly doesn't seem like it would belong in this section. It seems like it's being shoehorned into section 423, which is titled Specialty Plumbing Fixtures, and subsection 423.1 titled water connections. And now we're adding water connections and waterproofing, and it would also appear now to include drainage as well into that section. And I just don't think it fits, and I'm not fully sure whether or not this topic even really needs to be in the plumbing code. Okay. Could somebody comment on that?
I have a comment.
Also,
who's that?
This is Governor again.
Go ahead.
One thing I've noticed with swimming pools that are elevated is the plumbing, the piping. If you have a heater, if you have any kind of PVC, or how the plumbing is attached, if you don't have, let's say, insulation or some kind of AC insulation, the piping starts to sweat. And that might be one of the reasons why it's in the plumbing, because of the plumbing for the swimming pool. Not only the structure, but the associated plumbing tends to sweat if you don't do any insulation. That's my thought.
All right.
Okay. My next question would, Kozan, my next question would be
Gary, hold on please. Yeah, I haven't called on you yet. So Jack wanted to speak, and then Gary, you wanted to speak as well. All right, go ahead, Jack, then Gary.
My first question is the enforcement side of it. How is this going to be? Are you putting this on a plumbing inspector to enforce the waterproofing?
Okay. Gary?
Yeah, Jack has a good question. That was one I was wondering as well. And also, I heard somebody talking now about sweating, piping sweating, and needing insulation, and there's no mention of any of that in this code change. I'm concerned that putting this in this particular section under specialty plumbing fixtures now, if you have a baptistry, for example, that's mounted above a building, it doesn't say elevated, it just says above a building, then you were going to have to do all this extra waterproofing and what have you. And a baptistry is typically just nothing like big bathtubs with a single drain. I'm having difficulty understanding how this really pertains and really whether it belongs in the plumbing code.
Okay. Commissioner Batts, are you on?
Yes, Jeff, I'm here.
Do you have any, here, Jeff, a comment you'd like to make on this?
I mean, I think whether it's a swimming pool or whether it's a baptismal or whatever it may be, you still have the same issue, water getting into the building through a water vessel. And I tend to agree with the waterproofing. And again, with the piping and those type of things, I mean, we can decide how far we want to take the waterproofing as far as the piping and insulation and things of that sort. But, you know, you start pointing to it. But I don't think there's a resolution to that right now.
Okay. All right, TAC members, is anybody ready to make a motion?
That's Gary Gurin. I'll be happy to make the motion. I'll make a motion to approve the comment.
All right, we have a motion to approve the comment and amend the previous action. Is there a second?
Batts, second.
Commissioner Batts, second. All right, is there any further discussion on the motion?
Kozan, I will not be voting in favor of the motion. I think that this is adequately addressed in the building code. And I think you're opening up a whole can of worms with unintended consequences if you add language into the plumbing code as well. So I will be voting against the motion.
Okay. Any other TAC member wish to comment?
This is Jack McStravick. I'll be voting against the motion.
This is Bob Breyer. I'll be voting against it as well for the reasons stated.
All right.
This is the governor. I will be voting against.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call the vote now because the votes have already been tallied. It's not going to pass, so let's go ahead and Commissioner Batts, yes or no?
Yes.
Bob Boyer, yes or no?
No.
Gary Duran, yes or no?
No.
Eduardo Gonzalez, yes or no?
Yes.
Isaac Cogner, yes or no?
No.
Gary Kozin, yes or no?
No.
Commissioner Langille, yes or no?
No.
Stephen Mayfield, yes or no?
No.
Josh McSavick, yes or no?
No.
And Brian Rickard, yes or no?
No.
The vote is 2-8. It's failed, therefore it's denied, and the tax original comment stands, the original amendment stands.
Hey, Jeff, this is Mo Madani. If it's okay, for the recording and also for the staff, this will be recorded under TAC action as still as approved as submitted. So no change. All right? Just want to make sure that.
Yes, it's approved. The TAC final action is approved as submitted.
That's correct. All right. I just want to make sure that that's how it will be recorded. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. That's good. I appreciate that. Okay. Then we will go to the next one, which is 1006.
Okay. Excuse me, Kozan, just one final comment, if I could, to the proponent. As I said before, the second and third chunks of this dealing with the building code, I'm perfectly in favor of, and I think it's a good improvement over the original modification. So maybe he could take the those two chunks and bring them before the commission. Just eliminate the chunk dealing with the plumbing code would be my recommendation.
Okay, thanks, Gary. That's helpful. All right, then let's move on to 10062. John Woodsman, comment A1 was submitted. John, I'll turn it to you for your comment.
Thank you. John Woodsman here, Kellen Company, representing the Builders Hardware Manufacturers Association, or BHMA. The comment that was submitted by Mr. Whitehead definitely raised some questions, at least in my mind, and primarily because I'm not the experience with all these different sections of the Florida building code and Florida, for example, the state requirement for educational facilities. So I did some looking, but his comment suggested that the language that the TAC approved back in June would not be applicable to public schools. And in my looking, I'm not sure that I see it the same way. Maybe I'm missing something. I probably am, but maybe I'm missing something. And I put it included in my recent or comments in the comment period. However, in looking at the language and the comment by Mr. Whitehead, I did come to the conclusion that I think the language or an alternative language, I think that would be called A2, might be helpful.
A1.
Okay. Thank you. Not sure of the nomenclature there, but anyway, alternative language is proposed in the detailed document. I think it's showing on page 11 and 12 of the agenda items or the details document. But just a little bit of background real quick, and that is, you know, the plumbing code does have currently a requirement that for multiple occupant toilet rooms, there shall not be a lock on the door that keeps people out. And my understanding, the intent of that, you know, as it comes from the IBC, is so that the person wouldn't go in the toilet, multiple occupant toilet room, and use it to do, let's say, bad things. And we know that in some emergency situations, shootings, for example, people would like to be able to use, or at least we're getting feedback that they would like to be able to use the multiple occupant toilet rooms as a place of refuge. So the language that was approved by the TAC in June permits that as an option. And this is in the context that doors aren't required on multiple occupant toilet rooms. They're not required. They can be put on those doors. Typically in any schools, for example, they would have the little maze type way to get in.
You have 30 seconds, John.
Okay. So anyway, in looking at the language, I'm not finding a conflict. I probably am missing something, but I would recommend that the TAC either approve it, leave it as submitted, or and I think it provides a little guidance to approve the modification in the alternate language. Thanks for the opportunity to discuss.
Sure. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support of the comment? Anybody in opposition? All right, then I'm going to come to the TAC for your action, either a motion or if you have questions or comments. Go ahead.
Kozan, again, I was in favor of the original modification. I'm in favor also of the text of this modification, but I also feel that we can actually improve a little bit. It just seems that like it's a little bit clunky as it's written. The phrase "to keep intruders from entering your room," it looks like that phrase is misplaced within that sentence. And I would like to offer a friendly modification, but we will do that after the vote. But right now, I'm in favor of modification A, but I think that maybe we can even do better.
All right, are you making a motion to approve the comment A1 and amend your previous action?
Sure. Sure, I'll make a motion to approve the text of comment A1.
Is there a second?
Durin,
second. All right, we have a motion and a second from Gary Kozan and Gary Durin, respectively. Any discussion on the motion? All right, all in favor of approving the comment and amending your previous action, please say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right, unanimous. The tax recommendation is now as amended, which includes the comments. All right, let's take the next one, the final one.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry, Gary. Oh, you have it. Yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry to keep interrupting, okay. But now that the motion has been made and approved, I still would like to, and this is to address the proponent of that. If you could clean up the exception and have it read, exception, to prevent intruders from entering, comma, and then follow the rest of it. That way it spells out the main reason right off the bat rather than throwing it in the middle of the phrase. But that's just me being a little bit anal, I suppose. That's all.
Right. So, John, you heard that. If you would wish to bring that to the commission, that's your prerogative. All right, 10211.
Thank you.
Yep. Comment A1 submitted by Michael Weinbaum on your recommendation, tax for previous recommendation, which is approved as submitted. So, Michael, go ahead.
Thank you. This has already been considered.
Your name one more time.
Sorry. That. Michael Weinbaum, Martin Aquatic Design and Engineering. We have already, the Plumbing Commission has already seen this language. Currently, the restroom counts are in the building code twice. They're once in the Plumbing Code and once in 454 Building Code. And we are just kind of correcting an oversight on the first submittal we gave, where we only showed it corrected in one of the two locations. And here we're just copying the same language into both locations. The idea again is to only add one fixture at a time to the bathroom, to not have a threshold that where if you exceed a certain square footage, you suddenly have to add three or four fixtures just because of one square foot change in your swimming pool size. That is all.
Okay. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in support?
Yes, Dallas Teeson, Florida Swimming Pool Association. We were the proponent on the original modification that was approved. We support this just to make sure that it's in both correct, that this language is both correctly in the plumbing code and in the swimming pool code. As Michael said, this is a reworking of the fixture counts, sanitary fixture counts. I believe this is a more gradual, more easily workable solution than the current code. We support this.
Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support?
Joe Belcher, FHVA, support.
All right, anybody else? Is there anybody who wishes to speak in opposition? Hearing none, I will come then to the TAC for your action.
Question, Kozan, question for the proponent. I see you, the original change that this TAC approved, it had stricken the requirement for a urinal. This one does not strike that. I assume that was an oversight.
Oh, no, it does strike it. as I'm looking at the packet, the Word Journal
on the A1 text.
Yes, on the A1 text. You might not be seeing the strike through clearly on your screen.
No, I printed it out, and I'm not seeing. But anyhow, but it was intended to be stricken, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm in favor. Thanks.
It looks like it is on the version I'm looking at, so. Okay. Sorry?
Yeah, I opposed it in the beginning, and I oppose it again now. But I've got a question here on the tables here. 454, it differs from the table 403.6 in the calculations of women's restrooms. And 454 says, you get to it, it says one for 1250 for the first 10,000 and one for 5,000 with Maynard. And on the other says one for 1250 for the first 1,000 one for 2,500 for the remainder. So there's a difference.
That is unfortunate. So the second one is intended to be the right one. It should be one per 1250 for the first 10,000, one per 2500 for the remainder.
Yeah, 5,000 would be lower.
All right. So, is it incorrect in the proposal in the amendment?
Yes, that is my mistake in the table marked 454.1.6.1.
Okay.
And I would. I would propose that somebody change that before it goes to the building commission. I don't know.
You would be the one that needs to do that at the comment to the commission.
Okay. How do I do that?
Well, I would suggest you speak after the meeting with Mo Madani. He can explain you how to do it.
Okay.
All right. Well, TAC members, hearing that, your original amendment was on the table. This was amended. It sounds like there's an error in that table that needs to be corrected. So on that basis, what's your action?
Kozan, motion to disapprove based on the new table text of the new table being an error.
Second, Boyer.
Second.
I have a motion to second from Kozan and Boyer. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Motion is to denial. In favor of denial, say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. So the original action as submitted is what stands. The proponent understands that they have to make a change and request that the commission pull this off the consent agenda to make the change. It might be useful to suggest that the TAC would support, has indicated support with this change just when you make your comment. Okay, that concludes our business. Is there any additional public comment? Or any TAC or staff member comments? All right, I'm going to ask then for, by name, a motion to adjourn and then a second. All right, the motion and second from Eduardo and Gary Duran. All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Thanks, folks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you.